This is Mary Emeny from Windy Bushland, Texas, for Radio Reader's Book Bites. If you are looking for high adventure, this book is not for you. But if you are craving a beautifully written, heartwarming alternative to the negativity, noise, and drama filling the news, Theo of Golden could be a good choice. An elderly gentleman, obviously well off, shows up in the small Carolina town of Golden. We soon find out that he is Portuguese, but learn very little else about him until the end of the book. On his first morning in town, he goes to a local coffee shop, finds himself amazed at the quality of coffee and intrigued by a wall of pencil portraits that the barista explains are of local residents. Theo proceeds to buy one at a time, then with the help of a lawyer friend and his secretary, track down each subject and give him or her their portrait. In the process, he gathers the recipient's life story. Some are remarkable, some simple, but all are deeply human and weave a fabric of small-town life that is rich and deep. There's a story beyond these vignettes that I won't reveal, and in the end we do learn who Theo is and why he chose the town of Golden to settle in. This is the first novel by author Alan Levy. I do hope it's not his last. For me, it was a fast read because I did not want to put it down. I have a second recommendation for summer reading. A Band of Sisters by Lauren Willick is an historical novel based on the true story of the Smith College Relief Unit, a group of Smith College alumni who traveled to France in 1917 during World War I to aid civilians devastated by the German invasion. For those who don't know, Smith College is an all-women's college in Massachusetts. It is an unlikely group of women ranging in age from their early 20s to late 50s. Their work makes mine in Vietnam in the late 60s seem like summer camp. These women had to learn how to raise chickens and goats, learn to drive and become truck mechanics, bury the dead, struggle with procurement of supplies they needed in their work, deal with constantly being cold during the sub-zero weather in winter, and so much more. In the process, they grew from a group of naive do-gooders into a force that was recognized by the French and Americans alike for their work. One of the most touching things for me was how it took weeks for village children, traumatized by what they had been through, to actually relearn how to play, even to catch a ball. The story is fictionalized into a novel, especially the love story part, but is based on letters and journals archived at Smith. In a note to readers, the author outlines where she made changes. On the first page is the list of women who were in the original cohort. One actually was the grandmother of a former neighbor of mine. This is Mary Emeny from Bushland, Texas, for Radio Reader's Book Bites.
The HPPR Radio Reader's Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains. The book club is made possible in part by generous gifts from Lon Fromm of Colby, Kansas.
Words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed. I wrote or read them all, went searching in the swarm, still can't find how to hold my hand.